Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalms, chapter 127. The Bible says, "Except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." The Bible says, "It is a vain thing for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." Verse 3 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." On Monday, we looked at the thought of how to make a house a home. And Monday, we said a house must be divinely founded in order for it to be a home. Anything less is simply a house. And trying to combine individuals outside of the bonds of God's word simply will result in a house and never a home. And then we said that also it must be divinely fended. The Bible says, "Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." That the Lord is our source to keep us from harm and danger. And we trust him. We take our precautions, but we trust him. But then today I want to begin looking at the thought that the home, how to make a house a home, it must be divinely furnished. And I want to start today by saying God must divinely furnish a house with our heritage. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, the Bible declares. And even though this is in Scripture, a lot of Christians today refuse to believe this. There are a lot of folks who are refraining from having children, married couples that refuse to have children. And they look upon children not as a blessing, as the Scripture says, but as a burden. And of course, when you see our modern-day society, when children are left to raise themselves and to be raised in without restraint in this present world system, no wonder that you find your kids, becoming disobedient, defiant. They curse the God of their fathers. They thrive on sex and drugs and open sin. And all of these pitfalls, some parents say, it's not worth it. It's not worth the chance. There's others that say, the world is dangerous and we don't know what's going to happen in the economy. But the Bible doesn't say that at all. The Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord. You think about some of the great men in Scripture. Some of the great women, if their parents had opted not to have children, what would have happened if Elijah's parents had not opted not to have Elijah? What would, they had plenty of reason because it was a wicked time. It was a bad time, one of the worst time in history to that day. And so, but they had Elijah, and as a result of that, God changed history. What about the parents of Moses? Certainly they were under a threat and knew that he would be killed the minute that he was born. And yet they were willing. They were living in a ghetto. They were living as slaves. And yet they chose to follow God rather than man. The Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. The bottom line is God's the only one that can make a baby. And God's the one who decides how they should be born, where they should be born. Where they'll be born gifted, or where they'll be born, with lack of ability. God decides that from one generation to the other. He decides. And God sends a baby into a family. It was once said that when God sees this poor old world a wrong needing righting, or a truth needing preaching, or a benefit needs inventing, he sends a baby into the world to do it. And so he has. And of course, the truth, the most important truth of that is he sent Christ into the world to save us from our sins. But the point I'm trying to make today is it is God who furnishes our homes. To make a house a home, it must be divinely furnished, and children are our heritage. Father, we pray and ask that you would help us to realize the truth today, that all we will take to heaven with us is our children. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.